It's KRCB-FM, Radio 91, a service of NorCal Public Media, and it's time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. The Santa Rosa City Council voted Tuesday to bar landlords from discriminating against tenants based on their sources of income. The fight is about Section 8 housing assistance, which provides funds to low-income residents to help them pay rent, especially in expensive regions like ours. KRCB's Adia White tells us what the new ordinance means.
Retired school teacher Irene Nichols steps up to the podium at the Santa Rosa City Council meeting. She holds up a piece of cardboard on which she's drawn a stick figure holding a Section 8 housing choice voucher. Nichols uses these vouchers, given to her by the federal government, to help her pay her rent. In front of the council, she rips up the cardboard and stomps on her drawing.
This is me with my voucher. Another landlord. Another landlord. Another landlord. All of them. Craigslist and everywhere. No Section 8 allowed.
In Santa Rosa, qualifying residents spend 7 to 10 years on a waiting list before they receive their housing choice voucher. Once they get their voucher, they have 60 days to find a landlord that will accept them before they risk losing it.
I know they could still discriminate against me, but let me get my foot in the door.
Before the city council vote Tuesday night, landlords were permitted to bar people with housing vouchers from even applying for openings. Now, they must review those applications or face legal consequences. This is similar to the Federal Fair Housing Act, which bars landlords from discriminating against tenants based on color, race, sex, marital status, religion, country of origin, or disability. Opponents of the new city ordinance say the rule will discourage developers from building new housing in the city for fear of litigation. Kevin Konasek, a lawyer who frequently represents landlords, outlines this argument.
This is counterproductive. It's all counterproductive. If we want housing, I've seen all these nice people here holding up their signs. They want housing. Housing's right, all this stuff and everything. But you're not going to get housing if you don't have investors to do housing. If you want housing, what you're doing here with the rent control and this thing, you're not going to get it because my clients from Denver, from New York, from elsewhere, they're all pulling out.
But opponents would have been forced to reckon with the new rule regardless of whether the city ordinance passed. A state bill prohibiting discrimination against voucher holders is currently on the governor's desk. It's expected to be signed at the beginning of next month. For Beatrice Camacho, a tenant organizer with the North Bay Organizing Project, the council's decision is still significant.
It's hard to always hear from local government city council members saying that they want to wait and see what's happening at the state level when, you know, folks here can actually make the changes that we need here and start and be the leader in that. So I'm hoping that this continues and there's more that's passed.
Unlike the state bill, the city ordinance will provide funding for landlord education about the Housing Choice Voucher Program. The idea is to dispel negative perceptions of voucher holders and address fears of being involved in a government program. Following the discussion, the ordinance passed with a 5-1 vote, with Councilmember John Sawyer voting against it and Councilmember Jack Tibbetts abstaining. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
For more on the ordinance, visit norcalpublicmedia.org.